YouTube Terms of Service violation. To whom it may concern, we recently became aware of your product or service, Redacted, which is being offered at redacted.app. Your client appears to be in violation of the YouTube API Services Terms of Service and developer policies, including API Client Terms of Use and Privacy Policies. API clients must display a link to YouTube's Terms of Service. They must also state in their Terms of Use that by using these API clients, users are agreeing to be bound by the YouTube Terms of Service. Each API client must require users to agree to a privacy policy before users can access the API client's features and functionality. The privacy policy must be prominently displayed and easily accessible to users at all times. Notify users that the API client uses YouTube API services. Clearly and comprehensively explain how the API client uses, processes, and shares the user information described in Section 3A2E, including how the information is shared with either internal or external parties. Disclose if it does so that the API client stores or accesses or allows third parties to do so information directly or indirectly on or from users' devices. If the API client accesses a user's authorized data, explain that in addition to the API client's normal procedure for deleting stored data, users can revoke that API client's access to their data via the Google Security Settings page. Handling YouTube data and content. You and your API clients must not encourage, enable, or require others to download, import, backup, cache, or store copies of YouTube audiovisual content without YouTube's prior written approval. Make content available for offline playback or use any aspect of YouTube API services to facilitate or promote copyright infringement or the exploitation of copyright infringing materials. You and your API clients must not encourage, or enable, or require others to promote separately the audio or video components of any YouTube audiovisual content made available as part of in connection with YouTube API services. We strive to keep YouTube a safe and responsible community and to encourage respect for the rights of millions of YouTube creators. This requires compliance with the YouTube Terms of Service, YouTube API Services Terms of Service, and developer policies as applicable. If applicable, you must also delete any content that you may have gathered in violation of our terms, policies, and applicable laws. Please note the defined terms used in this letter will have the meanings assigned to them in the applicable terms and policies. We hope that you will cooperate with us by correcting and ceasing to offer your client that violates our terms and policies within 7 days from the date of this letter. If you are accessing or using the YouTube API services, please provide all API project IDs for your client by responding to this letter. Sincerely, with the YouTube team. I write on behalf of Futo, which distributes the Redacted application. I am responding to your January 25th email. Your email describes Redacted as Futo's product or service and alleges Redacted violates YouTube API services terms of service and developer policies. It claims supposed violations undermine the rights of millions of YouTube creators, and ask Futo to cooperate with us by correcting and ceasing to offer Redacted. Futo respects the right of content creators. We are content creators ourselves. GrayJ's slogan is to follow creators, not platforms. Futo welcomes the opportunity to cooperate with YouTube in furthering the rights and interests of connecting content creators to their audience. That said, Futo has nothing to correct and no reason to cease offering Redacted, which exists to help connect those same creators to their fans. Futo never agreed to the API Terms of Service or developer policies in its development of Redacted. As the name suggests, the API Terms of Service only apply when accessing or using the YouTube API services. Developer policies similarly apply when accessing or using YouTube API services in your product or application. Futo does not and has never used any of these tools, as neither Redacted nor its end users use the YouTube API services. Therefore, Futo, Redacted, and its users are not subject to the API Terms of Service and developer policies, and we cannot violate them. I hope this clarification ends this matter, but I am happy to discuss the issue further with you if you'd like. And when it comes to data that is or isn't stored, you're welcome to view the source code of the application yourself to see what is stored or collected on users. Hint, it's nothing. Which is more than you can say for any of Google's software where the source code is not made available. You've had the FTC and the Department of Justice so far in your business over the past 2 years, they probably know the schedule on which Sundar Pichai takes a crap. And your idea of how lawyers should be spending their time is going after companies creating applications that try to remove the friction from users that wish to use platforms other than yours. Its sister application also seeks to give users back control over their identity, something that both YouTube and Twitch have made it very obvious over the years they have no problem taking away from you and not giving you any option to appeal in spite of having over 90% market share. Do you understand what the term monopoly means? Do you understand what the term antitrust means? Do you understand that having your lawyers spend their time going after companies that are creating applications that seek to remove the friction involved in utilizing other platforms might not be the best use of their time right now? It doesn't seem like you learn, but I can't blame you for not learning because up until now, nobody has taken the time to teach you. Allow me the privilege. This organization was founded by a billionaire. This organization has me as a director. I have gotten 4 laws passed on right to repair in 3 states over the past 2 years with less than $1 million. Do you want to see what I can do when I have an additional 3 zeros on my budget because I think it would be a lot of fun. At the end of the day, I don't believe my career will be defined by staying up until 4 a.m, huffing solder fumes, trying to find PM Sleep S4L on a motherboard that had liquid spilled on it. I believe it's going to be sticking a twig in the eye of a bully when they are attacking somebody. And I find you to be a bully, whether sending this letter that for some reason you believe is going to 3 kids in a college dorm room that are just going to go away and be scared because you sent it, or because you tried to remove our entire industry from Google AdWords the moment that you start getting your own authorized repair shops to fix your devices. You think I'm afraid of you, but I am not. I could write a $500,000 retainer check to Quinn Emanuel right now if I wanted to have them represent this, and I am happy to do so. If you want to play games, we can play a game, but I guarantee you, at the end of the day, I'm the one that's going to be having fun. That's it for today, and as always, I hope you learned something.